Blog Talk Radio.
Boy, Lil Eddie, DJ Cee-Lo, and DJ Paco on the track, yeah. With my homies from Germany, DJ Cee-Lo and DJ Paco presents the brand new exclusive to the world, yeah.
Girl, I do whatever it takes.
Whoa. That's all I have to say about that song. Whatever. Really? 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 So, moving right along, because, you know, I had to take a little, you know, a little breather on that one. But, yeah, that was rocking. That one was called Whatever by Willie Taylor, and he's going to be in tuned in a few minutes. For all those tuning in for the first time, I just want to say welcome. And for all those who continue to support the Intune Show, I just want to say that you're loved and you're appreciated. The show can be accessed several ways, and you can stream it live from any internet connection by dialing in at 818-495-6975 or using our interactive chat room that is open during our live shows, where you can leave your question and comments if you're a little fraidy cat who's scared to call in. I love interactive shows, and anybody who tunes in all the time do know this. So if you guys have the guts, you know, call in and talk. I mean, how many times do you get the opportunity to talk to someone that you admire musically? So, again, that number is 818-495-6975, and you will be live with Miss P and Willie Taylor. Also, in conjunction to having Willie on the show tonight, I'm excited to have the Curve Rock Weekend ladies in tuned later. They are advocating women of plus-size figures, and I'm definitely into that because Miss P isn't a little girl. So basically, you know, they're going to be getting us in tune to the weekend that they have coming up and all the exciting things that they have. So if you are a plus-size model or think you have what it takes to be a plus-size model, this would be a great opportunity for you guys to get in tune with them and their resources and the things that they're doing out here in the community and to uplift and empower women that are plus-size figures. So I'm into it all. I'm definitely into it all. So, again, that song that I just played was Whatever, and I'm hoping you guys will, you know, join me on the show so I can get my little crack-ups on how, you know, people call in and they're all nervous and stuff. And even Miss P herself, she goes into her groupie modes as well. I mean, come on, we're talking about Willie Taylor, QT Pie, you know, cutie pie. So when you do call in, guys, just be respectful because he is a married man. So we do want to respect the missus at all times, you know, have fun, but have nice, clean fun. In the meantime, in the round time, while we're waiting for Willie to give us a call in, let's play another one of his tracks. You know, he has so many awesome, like, you know, sexy ones. I just couldn't choose which one to play. So this is the hard part of it all when you have awesome people on the show that have great music. You just never know which songs to choose. You know, if you could play the entire album, you would, but you can't. So this one is called Mr. All Nighter. Tune in. Let me know what you guys think about it.
Don't poppin'. It's the kid Scarfella from Scarfella Music Hoop. And you're now in the mix with Miss P. Got y'all on deck with the hottest radio station on the internet airwaves. Into Radio. Let's spin it.
Yeah, guys, so that was Mr. All Nighter. I mean, if he keeps putting songs out like this, I don't know if anyone is ever going to make it to where they have to go to during the day, okay? Because I know for me, for sure, like, I'm going to be home. Who wants to leave the house after listening to this music? No one, Willie. Please, you know, let us go and have productive lives. Stop making this music that makes you want to stay in the bed, okay? No, don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop at all. So, anywho, guys, if you guys are not following Willie on Twitter, then definitely take the time to do so now while we're waiting for him to give us a call in at Willie, and that's _day26. His Facebook is facebook.com/WillieDay26. And his YouTube is www.youtube.com/NOLVAK. So a little bit about Willie. Willie Madison Taylor III, a.k.a. Willie, yes, I love the whole entire name, okay, that's why I went there, is rapidly gaining popularity as one-fourth of Diddy's newest band, and he was he works with various aspiring singers, and like Genuine, like Joe, like Jagged Edge, and that's just to name a few. Willie's making a name for himself as a former member of Chicago's Quiet Storm. And he's just, you know, he appeared on BET Midnight Love, 106 in Park, and various other shows. And I'm sure, I mean, where hasn't Willie been? And who doesn't want him there? I mean, honestly, please forget about it, Willie. You're everywhere. I can't even get into every place Willie is right now. But he is now in tuned on the Intune show. So that's the most important thing for me tonight, and I know it is for everyone who's tuned in. So let's just take the time now to welcome Willie to the Intune show. Yay for Willie.
I do, ready to get into some good love. I let you have it, I make it last, and you never know what's gonna happen next. This ain't your usual thing that you're used to type of thing. Chemistry between us. From your reaction, I see the passion. The whole experience is something new. As long as I serve my purpose, wanna be of service to you, baby.
so that's my joint right now. I want you guys to know that. And so are the rest of Willie's songs that he has, especially Whatever. But without further ado, let's bring Willie on. Hi, how you doing tonight, Willie?
What's up?
Hi. Everybody is so excited that you are here tonight. So thank you for, you know, allowing us the opportunity to gain on you.
I want to thank y'all for allowing me to be here.
Of course, anytime. You know that. The doors are always open for Willie. Always, no.
Let's go.
Yeah, definitely. So first of all, I just want to tell you, like, let me just say that I didn't know, but now I know. I didn't realize that you had, you know, such, you know, amazing, like, I don't know, vocals and just, you know, style and, you know, just everything with your music as a solo artist. Like, I'm really feeling it a lot. And I was just saying, I don't know if you heard. You're welcome. And I was just saying that, you know what, you're going to have a lot of us not going to work, okay? Everyone's going to want to just stay in a bed and just listen to Willie all day long. You know what I mean? Like, people need to work, Willie, so stop making songs like this, okay?
I can't help it, and I'm glad you feel that way about it. That makes me want to work even harder.
Yeah, definitely. It's just so awesome. I mean, it's sexy. It's sexy, and that's what music is missing right now. So I'm definitely enjoying everything that I'm hearing tonight, and I'm just look forward to all of it being on my, you know, my iPad and and just listening to it. So, with that being said, you know, for those who are just getting in tune with you for the first time, can you tell us who is Willie Taylor?
I can hear you. What'd you say?
I said, for everyone who's getting in tune with you for the first time, can you tell us who is Willie Taylor?
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, I got my start to everybody, to majority of the world, from Making a Band, which is, you know, the show with the P. Diddy had on MTV. We did 4 seasons of Making a Band for. From there, of course, Day 26, 2 albums, 2 number one albums, BET Award winning group. You know, and now, you know, I did a mixtape called Sex Tape. Did over 2.5 million downloads on that. And now, you know, I'm working on the reintroduction of Willie Taylor, which is reintroducing myself as a solo artist. And, you know, I'm into movies now and, you know, just letting people get to know who I am without any more, you know, with any co-stars. It's just all me, you know, so that's pretty much what I'm on right now. So
definitely.
Stay tuned.
Definitely. So how has the reception been since branching out and doing your own solo projects?
Well, thus far it's been open arms. You know, the Day 26 breakup was a shock to me as well. You know what I mean? So it came out of nowhere, and at that moment it's just like, all right, so what are you going to do now? You know, and I was always knowing that one day I would eventually do the Willie Taylor thing solo, but I didn't expect it to come so soon. I was expecting to get a fans a third album, the whole nine yards. So it came out of nowhere, you know, but God is amazing because, you know, the amount of things I've been able to do thus far with us even being out of the group for the 2 months, I'm in the process of deals that I've never been in front of. It's just things, you know, I just can always say God is good and I'm supposed to be here. So I'm just putting the work behind it.
Well, you are definitely supposed to be here because ever since Making a Band, I was just rooting. Like, they better put him in. You know, I was going, like, you know, hard. You know, I was going into my grown man voice, really. Like, they better put him in there. You know, it was like that. So, you know, so I've been supporting, like, since then. And I'm just, you know, I'm happy that all you guys came together that way. But, like, I tell people when, you know, groups do, you know, disperse and do their own thing, that it's good. You guys are all awesome as a group, but you're also awesome as individuals because you bring flavor to the group as individuals. So I'll take you anywhere you come, Willie, and I'll take the rest of them as well anywhere they come, because what people need to understand is that.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely. People need to understand that, you know, this is what's happening now, then, and this is what's happening now. So we need to embrace that and accept everybody for their talent and their skills as individuals. So I'm definitely into it, and I'm definitely a supporter from then till from now forever, because, you know, as long as you keep doing what you're doing to make me stay home from work, then we're good. Me and you always going to be cool.
Well, I definitely got you on that, baby.
Definitely. So what are some of your musical inspirations? Because obviously it looks like, you know, women, you appreciate, you could appreciate a woman because a lot of your songs are geared around women. So, you know, you want to tell us a little bit about, you want to tell us a little bit about your inspirations around your songs?
Well, you know, a lot of my music comes from, you know, life experiences. And then on the flip side of that, I do a lot of songs off movies or just parts inside of movies that I saw and was like, yo, that'd be a dope song. Or I wrote a song this, that I'm working on right now. It's called Stop Time. That I actually got the concept from that. I was watching an old rerun of Boy Meets World. So my topic selection can come from anywhere, you know, and I just try to go deep inside of whatever it is that I'm doing. You mean, as far as like the record Instagram Your Body, off back, that's just telling a girl, you mean, and people can't see that off the title, but it's just basically saying, yo, my girl is so fly that I wanted to take a picture of her to share with the world and show them, you know, the girl that I got. Let me show them my trophy. You mean, that whole type of thing. And one thing I do know about women is they like to feel important. They like to feel like, you mean, that you picked them above all the rest of the women. So, you know, that was something creatively thinking and just keeping it moving. I mean, I'm a songwriter at heart, so I can make anything a song.
Wow, I know. I listen to Instagram, you know, and with Jeremiah's featuring on that, isn't he? Willie?
Yeah, he was going in and out.
Oh, I'm sorry. It must be the weather today with all this craziness with the weather. But Jeremiah, he's on that as well. Instagram?
Yeah, Instagram Your Body, me, Willie Taylor featuring Jeremiah.
Yeah. So people in the chat room are going crazy, Willie. They really are. And, you know, this is really live in the chat room. I wish you could really see it right now. But, you know, they're saying a whole bunch of stuff in regards to, like, you know, you being an artist, how they love you, how they love your accent. Where are you from, Willie?
I'm from Chicago, man, but a lot of people say I got a real deep southern accent. But, you know, I don't know. It might come from, you know, I've been in Arkansas a lot, Little Rock, and I probably took a little from them, but, you know, that's just my, you know, Midwest thing right here. We from Chicago. That's where we at now.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So what inspired, like, all of your new photos that you have out there? Like, I love the one that you have, you know, with you just standing there with your suit jacket on and just, you know, just looking like, hey, I'm about my business, period. But I also love the ones which one is that? Okay, let me see.
I was saying, which picture you said you like?
I like the one when you're standing there with your suit jacket. It's like the blue jacket.
Okay, yeah, like, I know you're talking about. Yeah.
That, awesome. It speaks so profoundly, like without saying anything. You're already an attractive man. You know this, okay? No one has to tell you that, and there's no disrespect to your wife.
I thank you. You mean, I'm working, I feel like I'm all right, but I'm...
You feel like you're all right? You're beyond all right. But at the same time, it was just like that picture per se stood out for me the most. You know, what inspired those pictures? It's just like, hey, this is the sexy Willie. What's happening? Tell us about that. Okay. We lost Willie. Oh, Lordy. All right, guys. Too much is going on with this phone lines tonight. It must be the weather. And I apologize about the inconvenience. We have some callers on the line. I'm going to take them as soon as we get Willie back on the line. In the meantime, in the round time, for all those who want to call in and talk to Willie, because we don't have him long, dial in at 818-495-6975. And try not to stress too much about day 26 because, you know, as a person that's dealing with a recent situation, and just like any of us, we're human, and although, you know, you have to face certain things, you just don't want to constantly talk about the same things over and over again when you're trying to move forward in your life. So if you can call in and you can voice your opinion. However, try to base the questions off of what he's doing now, kind of, sort of, versus, you know, everything about day 26 because, you know, the past is the past and we're moving forward. So while we waited for him to give us a call back in, you know, we're having a contest. Let me put that out there for all those who are tuning in for the first time. And basically it's called I'm Their Biggest Fan. And what that entails is simply this. You'll see in my tweets if you follow me on Twitter and on Facebook that there's a link that's connected to the tweet, I'm Their Biggest Fan. You click on that, you fill out the forum, And basically what that does is that you can win an opportunity to come back on the show and have possibly Willie, but we have to ask him if he's willing to come back on the show and interview him yourself. So it would be so exciting and fun to have you guys, like, pick the people that I interviewed so far and, you know, come back on the show and have them and ask them the questions you want to ask them. So who's their biggest fan? You tweet in a tweet that you're their biggest fan. Your friends have to follow also, and your friends have to tweet that you're their biggest fan in order to gain a point to win. So for all of those who are interested in interviewing the following, like Levert 2, like Chingy, like Anthony Q, like Brian Angel, she's like Shannon Bex, that's just to name a few. Just tweet that. I'm their biggest fan. And win the opportunity to come back on the show as my co-host and ask them any questions that you want to. So that's exciting to me. And I look forward to the winners because right now we have a lot of people that put in submissions. And we're going to be filtering through them and giving you guys the winners in August, which is very, very soon. So if you have not done so yet, do so now. Put in that info and let's see who wins because it's really, really exciting. And it's just another way of interacting and broadening your horizons. So, Willie, where are you, Willie? I hope it's not the case of phone died. And I'm blaming the weather. So I'm not going to talk you baby's heads off. I'm going to play something and try to figure out where is Willie, where could he be? In the meantime, in the round time, guys, if you're not following him on Twitter, take the time to do so at Willie_day26. Get in tuned. And if you have not seen his pictures yet, then definitely go look at them because there's nothing wrong with looking. Nothing wrong with looking. Not at all. So definitely let's play Let It Go by Day 26.
Y'all know I'm no reflection. Yeah. Pockets fat like butter injections. Bitches playing frizzy with a water bitches with a rubber band on that bitch in the VI section. I'm so you might as well dance a bit. Louis sponsor me with this bag of rent. You pack a shit that they lack of it. No wonder why the haters on that back with shit. You got it, girl. Tongue reads knowing you and I the girl. The dope body girl. Go flying, girl. I swear to God, you can be the spokesperson for Bobby's world. Your ass just right on life, she ready. Drop it down low to a knee, she begging. Pick it up slow, sweat, she deserve go. With you throw that thing around like rice in a winning on top.
Ain't tricking if you got it. I'ma throw this money. make it rain so hard. I'm thinking I'll be broke like it did in New Orleans. Gotta spend so much money in this club. By the time I leave this club, I'ma fuck around and own this club.
Yeah, so Let It Go, featuring Roscoe Dash and Day 26. I want to know, where's my Willie? Where's my Willie, Willie, Willie? Yeah, so basically, Willie, if you're back on the line, the lines are all lit up, so I can't differentiate who's who. So, yeah, press 1, Willie, if you're on the line, and I'll try to figure it out from there. In the meantime, in the round time, I'm just going to take a few calls because some people have been on the line for a really, really long time, and that way it'll help me filter where Willie is as well. All right, so here we go. Colleen, you on the line. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Miss P. This is Otis, baby. How you doing, girl?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. I like that song. It's the Ram Your Booty. Yeah, you know, I used to be in a group with Willie myself.
Willie?
Yeah, but I can't tell you about that group.
Right. Definitely. You could tell me off air, though. You could definitely fill me in off air.
Booba, how you doing? How's your week?
Everything is good. Trying to figure out what happened to Willie. You know, I don't know. The phone died or whatever.
He's from Shatown, right? Let me see if I know what area code this could possibly be. Hold on. Let me see. I might have an old number. How about, is there a 312 number that could be him?
A 31 what?
312, that could be Chicago. I'm just saying.
No.
Okay.
That's
but anyway,
not it. Yeah.
But anyway, you know, can you make me a winner to host one of the shows with you so, you know, I can interview David Duane?
Yeah, definitely. So fill out one of the forms. I'll be tweeting them in a little bit, or you can find one of the Twitter links on my page, and you could definitely fill it out and put in David Duane, and we'll make it all happen. So, you know, we'll start tweeting that out tonight after the show. So, so definitely do that so we can get David Duane back on the show.
Yes, and did you see his red hair? He just posted it.
No, I didn't. I'm going to check it out, though.
It's on Instagram, you know. Everybody on Instagram. Everybody Instagramming their hair, their bodies. Never mind. I'm not going to go there. But I was actually calling because I wanted to talk to the girls, Jazz and them, because those are my babies. So I was just waiting patiently. But I wanted to say, hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. So definitely, they'll be on shortly. They'll definitely be on shortly. So you going to hold on the line?
Oh, yeah, you know, like I told you, those are my babies, just like I'm one of your babies, right?
That's right, you got it. So thank you so much, Otis.
Not a problem, love.
Okay. Yeah, guys, we're going to pick up another call, 913, you on the air with Miss P. How you doing tonight? 913 area code, how are you? Okay, everything is going terribly wrong. It really, really is. So basically, I don't know if we're going to get Willie back on the line tonight, which is really, really sad and disappointing. However, our next group of people that are going to be coming on are three amazing women who put together Curve Rock Weekend, and I'm definitely excited to get in tune with that. What I'm going to actually do, guys, is try to get back in touch with Willie and his representatives to get him back on the show to do this again because of the mishap. And I don't know really if it's stemming from the weather or the software or cell phones, anything in conjunction, or it could be a combination of them three. Who really knows, you know? Technology. That's why it's really not good to always depend on technology. because things do happen. So at least we had him on, though. At least we had him on. So with that being said, we're going to be waiting for the ladies to give us a call in. Ladies, if you're in tuned, then definitely press 1 so I know that you're there, and we'll get all of that ball rolling on that one. And, again, guys, I apologize about the mishap with Willie, and we'll definitely work hard to try to get him back on the show for a follow-up. So let's play a song while we wait. And this one is by Makita Story, and it's called Punk Rock Love, one of my favorites. Tune in. Shout out to Makita Story, Grammy Award winning songwriter. She worked with P. Diddy. She worked with Beyonce. She works with a lot of different people writing songs behind the scenes. So shout out to her for Punk Rock Love. I think we have Willie back on the line.
You ready?
Is that you? Willie, is that you?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, what's up? I'm sorry we lost you. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't know. That was crazy, man. It might be the Sprint signals, though. I think I'm going to get out sprinting myself.
Yeah, definitely. I was wondering. I said it could be a combination of it all, the weather, you know, things of that nature, because I know Twitter wasn't working earlier. I know that for a fact. And everybody was going crazy. So it could be one of those system things. But I know that you can't stay long, so I'm not going to keep you. I'm just going to kind of breeze through the rest of my questions, if that's okay. And Basically, I just wanted to know, you know, how have you grown as an artist, you know, since you started from making a band till today?
I think it's all about experience. I think I grew a lot. I mean, from the business side of it, vocally, just knowing exactly, you know, what's needed, all that stuff, you know, really, really counted, you know. So I really think I've grown a whole lot in the aspect of even growing in this business. Because some of this stuff, man, that a book can't teach you. I mean, it's, you just got to go through it yourself.
Definitely. Understand that one. So if you were to dabble in another genre of music, what would it be?
Rap. No, I'm just, well, I don't know.
Imagine.
Nah. I don't know. You mean, like, I've always been an R&B hit. I really never even thought of that. You mean, I guess the closest thing would probably be pop, you know, just speeding it up a tad bit, you mean.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, even there, I don't feel like I'll be at home, though. You know, I'm more of an R&B dude, you mean, so.
Yeah, definitely. So how does it make you?
That's where my heart and soul lies.
Yeah, absolutely. You can tell. You can tell you're passionate about your music, of course, from the words and the way you sing it. Just definitely exudes that. So tell us about your typical day, because, Willie, I noticed, and I don't know, you always had, like, a nice body, but now it looks like, you know, you've been, like, in a gym and stuff like that. Have you been, like, working out and getting it all buffed up?
I'm on a real strict diet right now, and I'm in a gym twice a day. So I'm, like, on some real, real other stuff right now. I'm actually doing a calendar for 2013 that I'm working on as well. So I really didn't want to just be an artist and people like, oh, okay, Will, the artist got a calendar. I wanted to be able to compete with any of the other models we're putting out there. So now I'm just really in the gym, really trying to shred my body and make it look amazing, you know what I mean? And so that's really the mission right now. So I'm definitely in the gym. I'm eating right, you know, so.
Yeah, So what are some of the things, like, if I was to just come and open up your refrigerator, what would be in there? Is there anything still, like, you don't supposed to have, or are you really, really sticking to that strict diet?
Well, no, there's probably some stuff in there that I'm not supposed to have in there. No, with the diet, I'm real strong on a diet, but you might find just, you know, one or two items that you might be like, yeah, this ain't got nothing to do with a diet, but, you know. For the most part, I'm sticking to it, though, because, you know what I mean, like, if I feel like if I cheat, I'm only cheating myself, you know what I mean? So, like,
right.
You know, you said, yeah, once you think of it that way, it's like, man, I don't really want to cheat myself.
Right, that's true.
Yeah, so
what do you have any, like, pet peeves or anything like that? Because I'm always curious about that. Because, you know, once people are in the limelight, so to speak, it's like you always put them on, like, these pedestals, and you like, oh, they don't use a bathroom, they don't do this, they float across the floor, walk on water. So what are some of the things?
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, so tell me, what are some of your pet peeves?
I don't know, I guess, you know, I can really tolerate a lot, you know what I mean? I can tolerate a lot, and I guess that's just learning from this industry, because, like, I guess before I got in this, my pet peeve, I would have been a bunch of people just nagging and in your face just talking or whatever, but I've learned to deal with that, you know, because you always got artists want to come to you and give you something, and you want to listen to them because at the end of the day, you used to be in that position where you wanted somebody to hear you, so, you know, I always listen to that now, and, you know, when it comes to fans, sometimes fans can be overbearing, but at the end of the day, you know, I think of them like this, yo, if it wasn't for y'all, I wouldn't be living the lifestyle I'm living, I wouldn't be able to feed my kids the way I'm able to, you know what I mean, so. Like, I appreciate y'all, so go ahead, yap on. You know, I can take a little bit more than I would have if I wasn't in this situation.
Right, absolutely, definitely. So that brings me to my next question as far as, you know, your supporters and your fans and stuff of that is concerned. Like, what's the craziest thing that ever happened to you with a fan?
Oh, man, crazy things happen to me all the time with fans.
I was sure.
You know, but, no, I don't know the craziest, but I just know things, people, like, I've had women just, you know, I've been driving, stop at a stoplight, get somebody to take their bra off and throw it, and it'd be hanging on my passenger window. And I had it's just some crazy things that happen, you know, but, you know, they get excited, like, and then I'm such a people person, so I'm always out and about, so it's like, I'm never like a type of person who, you know, wants to be all stuck up and bougie and all that other stuff, so I'm always out and about, so I shock people more than anything when they just see me in random places. They just be like, yo, is that, hold on. Then they look and they double take and they come up and they just have to ask, like, yo, I might be tripping.
but are you willing? I said, yeah, and then they just go ballistic. But it means, I guess because they're not really used to it. And then I guess a lot of people not even used to seeing me in my own hood because I'm always in the studio. So when I'm out, it's like, you know, hold on. It's always a shocker to people. And I think that, to me, that's cool, you know what I mean? Because they respect me more because I'm out and about and I'm not, you know, all off and just chilling and can't nobody touch me type thing. And, you know, and it feels good to me to be able to touch people and then they'd be like, and they'd be right next to me and they'd be like, yo, man, I just was in the car listening to Soaking Wet or, you know, whatever record it is. You know, like, I was just listening to that, man. I was just telling you, man. And it'd be women, and but dudes accept and respect the craft as well, man. So that'd be like another pickup because I make a lot of my music for women and every, you know, that's just hands down how I make my music. But I do make it for the men to be able to relate to it in their situation or for them to want to be what that song is saying. So, like, even when it came to the bedroom music, it was pleasure for women, but it was just a booster, an ego booster for men. You mean, we were like, yo, we can get it. I can do that too. You know, that's how they felt. So they kind of relate to it, and they want to put it on for the girls. And, you know, and that's how that thing, that's how sex tape ended up being what it became. And with the new mixtape, I'm really going to take it to some other areas, though. So, you mean, I'm just excited and can't wait for y'all to hear it.
Yeah, definitely. We're totally excited, too, especially the ladies. I don't know. You know, the men are, too, because let me tell you, I've been to concerts, and I've seen men act just as nutty as the women, or worse.
Yeah.
So it's definitely...
That's what I don't want the dudes to act nutty, though. They just be cool, you know, and just respect me as I'm a real dude, you mean? So, like, for me, when my lyrics are for us as men. This is what I feel we should say. But I'm saying it directly to the woman, and I want to just, you know, it's just me, the way I would want it. Just say it to my girl, so I, you know, I just try to bring it to them and bring it into their world, so they can accept it and be like that. So I definitely ain't for the crazy men fans. They can keep that, you know, just rock with me. But you know, I adore the ladies. They can continue to go crazy because I like that. It's,
yeah, I would like it too if it was me. So we have a lot of callers on the line, and people have been waiting patiently even through our disconnection. So is it cool with you, Willie, that I take a few calls?
Yeah, come on, let's take them.
Yay. So 913, you're on the line with Miss P and Willie. How you doing tonight?
Hi, Miss P. Hi, Willie. How are you?
Good in yourself.
I'm doing just great. First of all, I want to say congratulations to Willie on all of his success. And I really...
Thank you so much.
Oh, gosh. I've been following you since 2007, so I'm real, real happy for you and everything that you're doing.
Thank you.
My question is, you take very, very, very good pictures, and you know you're very nice looking. Are you going to do some modeling, or are we going to get a calendar or pull out or something on you soon?
Yeah, well, I was just saying earlier in the interview that I'm working on a 2013 calendar, so that's what brought my diet on, and I'm doing a 2013 calendar. It's going to be me and all these different elements. So I took a boxer shoot the other week where I'm just like taking pictures like I'm a heavyweight champion of the world. I got stuff in there like I'm a construction worker. So I'm just like I'm doing one as a police officer, undercover police officer, and just different things like that. So it's just like I'm just going to touch to a lot of different elements and, you know, just keep it sexy for the ladies. So, you know, man, it's going to be a lot of shirt off. Things like that, so you know, should be nice, man. I'm hoping y'all grab it and support it.
I mean, it's you. Well, of course, it's gonna be nice. We know it's gonna be nice. It's you.
Yeah, but you never even told us who you were, so we don't even know who to say thank you to.
Me?
Yeah, what's your name?
Oh, sorry. My name is Latrice, and I'm always forever on Twitter. You know.
Yeah. Hi, Latrice. We just want to know who to address appropriately. That's all. And thanks for, you know, calling in. So, is there anything else you want to say to Willie before we let?
Yeah, go ahead. If I'm not following you, Latrice, just hit me up on Twitter and I'll start following you now.
Oh my God, you just made me so happy. So that means I'm great. Go there now. My handle is at.
Like that's happening ASAP.
Right, my handle is at God's Gift for Men. So when you see that pop up, that's me.
All right,
thank
babe,
you,
I got
Willie.
No problem.
Thank you, Miss P. Love you.
You're welcome,
Latrice.
Love you
evening.
Too. You too, my love.
Okay.
Yay. I love people like that, energetic and enthused and excited about, you know.
Yeah, just having a good time. I like
yeah, I love that. I love that. So 904, you're on the line with Willie and Miss P. How you doing tonight? Nate, where are you from and what's your name?
How you doing? This is the great King Hollow, the king of the freestyle. How you doing this day?
Hey, King Hollow. How you doing?
Man, I've been doing fine, working hard, you know what I'm saying, cutting grass, laying grass, and edging grass, you know what I'm saying. I'm just a regular grass man. How you doing there, sir? How you doing there, sir?
How you doing, Willie?
Can you
hear me? What's going on? How you doing? I thought you were still talking to Miss Pig.
You know what I'm saying. You know, I can't take up my whole night talking about me. But nah, man, you know, I just checked out the movement, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing what you're doing. I'm a dude, so I don't do the whole shirt off thing, which, you know what I'm saying? I'm peeping your movement and what's going on. All I can say is, you know what I'm saying, keep up the good job, and, you know what I'm saying, I will be watching, you know what I'm saying, and peeping and support, you know what I'm saying? God support everybody.
Hey, man,
support
appreciate
anything,
that, man, and much respect, family, much respect.
Oh, anytime. You already know, man. You know, shoot, man. If I could find your Twitter, I'd follow you. But you know what I'm saying? It's just
is in the chat room, King Hollow. I'll put it in the
chat
room. Yeah, put it in the chat room. Oh, you're not in the chat room, Hollow? So is Willie _ day 26?
Yeah.
Willie. Oh, man. So tell me, what inspires you to do your music?
Man, it's always been a dream of mine since a kid, man. I've been doing music since I can remember, you know, from church choirs to groups. I was in a group before I even Day 26 for 10 years called Quiet Storm. I did that for 10 years, did a solo thing, did making a band, you know, led me all through that. So now I'm just doing my own thing, man. I got a new, you know, new energy, fresh air, man. And, you know, it's going to be a whole new season, you know what I mean?
Yay.
Oh, man. One of the questions I like to ask is, you know what I'm saying, what inspires you to, you know what I'm saying, kick it with the underground and the independent, you know what I'm saying, and to rock with us and go with this whole movement, you know what I'm saying, to bring back that real music. So what makes you rock with us on a daily?
Well, you know, as far as independent, man, and just knowing artists, man, coming up, I always can relate to them because I was there once. I mean, I was always... You know, I wanted people to hear my music so bad that I would do whatever for it. So, I mean, when anybody asks me to listen to anything or, you know, they send me links or whatever, even if they don't know I listen to it and just check it out. You mean, if I can give words of encouragement or, you mean, words of advice, then I'm always here to give it, you mean, because I do believe it, man. Once you believe in yourself and they give it, they are, you know, sometimes you just need a helping hand, you mean?
Yeah, man. Like I said, I see you doing big things, you know what I'm saying, and one of the things I always like, you know what I'm saying, to touch down and congratulate people that, you know what I'm saying, doing it, making their music and actually having some content, not just for, you know what I'm saying, the girls, but content just for, you know what I'm saying, everybody in general. So, you know what I'm saying, from the King of Freestyle, I salute you, homie.
Thank you so
much,
King Hollow.
Appreciate you, family.
Oh, anytime. I mean, Miss P, you know I had to do it. You know I ain't seen you. Nice to pick you on Twitter, too.
Yo, you like my picture on Twitter? Thank you.
I like it. I had to see it. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, let me hit up Miss P. You know what I'm saying? I hit up Sue. But you know what I'm saying? You already know how that is, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all both have wonderful shows. And y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Hollow is it.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Hollow. Have a good night. Yeah, so that was King Hollow. Thank you so much. 267, you on the line with Miss P and Willie. How you doing tonight?
Hi.
Hi.
I just
What's your
wanted
name?
To know what Hi, my name is Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
What's going on, Danielle?
Hi. How you doing? I just wanted to say that I want to say Twitter harass Willie all the time. Twitter. So I felt like I had to call to say something. Well, just basically ask a question. He had tweeted something recently, like about a movie. I just wanted to know when it's going to come out.
The new movie, I don't know yet. I'm actually waiting on to find out myself. But the movie that's coming out is called Note to Self. And it was Christian Keys, LaToya Luckett, Brian McKnight, Jason Weaver. It's a lot of people in this movie, man. It's a really, really good movie. Christian Keys directed and wrote the script. So it's a really good movie. The play is out now, though. So I did a teleplay with Davey Talbot called A Fool and His Money, which is out right now on DVD. So you can get that at, I guess, any store and
Redbox or Netflix or whatever, you know. So I'm going to support the movie movement as well.
I know, because I had tweeted you a picture, like an Instagram shot of it, and you had retweeted. I was like, I've watched that
okay,
like all the
okay,
time.
Okay, yeah, I remember.
Pretty,
I remember that.
Sad.
Okay, so you saw that. You saw that one already. Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
I have that one. So
okay.
I'm just waiting for the new one.
Okay, well, yeah, that should be coming this year though, because I shot it like at the end of last year, so it's about due.
Okay, I can't wait because I'm tired of watching the full. Well, I'm not tired of watching it because how can you get tired of watching you? But I'm just saying I'm ready for something new because I'm playing this one out.
Well,
I
thank you
it,
so
baby girl.
Much, Danielle. Thank you for your support of Willie and, you know, staying tuned.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, so I'm going to take two more calls. So those lucky people, you know, this is it because Willie got to go. So 843, you on the line with Willie and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Doing well. Thank
good.
You.
What's going on?
Nothing. This is Phoenix.
Hey, Phoenix.
And, what's good? How is everybody doing? And, you know, thank you for taking the call.
Sure.
Well, I had a question. I know you said he got to go, and I want to make time for everybody else who's got, you know, that's on the line too. But I wanted to know, do you do your own writing?
Yeah, anything that you really hear on Willie Taylor Solo is really pretty much me writing my own. I very seldomly have somebody else write for me. If anything, they'll either write with me or majority is me. You know, majority of my songs are written by Willie Taylor. So the whole Sex Tape mixtape, this whole reintroduction of Willie Taylor mixtape, all of it, you know what I mean? Because I think nobody knows me better than myself, and since I have the talent to write it, you know, I just go ahead and I do it.
Oh, I could dig that. I really enjoy the music that's coming out, so I just wanted to ask and be like, okay, so he's doing his own thing. So, yeah, I really like what you're doing, man.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, so thank you so much for calling in and showing your love and your support, as always, Phoenix. You're the best.
Uh-huh. No, that's you. All right, thank you, guys.
Okay, thank you. Bye. So in conclusion, Willie, give us a just rundown in general how
thank
you
so much,
Missy. Going...
It was a pleasure speaking with you. Willie really has to go now.
Okay, that's fine. Can you just tell everybody what the next thing he has going on so we can conclude it? Because we are done.
Willie, go ahead and let them know where to find you at.
Okay, cool. Just reach out for me and follow me on Twitter, Willie_Day26, or Instagram, Willie_Taylor, and I'll keep you updated with everything that I'm doing as it comes.
Yay,
I'm not on the tour
so
right
much.
Now, so, you know, everything is more spot date. So you can check me out on Twitter and Instagram, and I'll keep you updated.
We really appreciate you, Willie. Have a good night. Thank you so much for tuning in.
All right. I appreciate you for having me.
Thank you. No problem.
Thank you. Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much for having us, T, and have a great day, and I'll talk to you,
you
soon.
You too. Okay, talk soon.
I
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, so that was awesome. That was Willie. So we appreciate him, and we're going to support him. To all the people that were on the line that didn't get the opportunity to talk to Willie, I do apologize. We had some technical difficulties, which overran the whole process of it all, but he was a champ. He stayed in tune with us. So we appreciate you, Willie, and we look forward to all that you have to come, especially that calendar. So coming up now on the hour, we have Curve Rock Weekend, and I'm excited to get in tune with these ladies tonight because they're doing big things to inspire, empower, and uplift. But before we bring them on, we're going to play one track, and then we're going to bring them on and get in tune. So this one, for those that didn't know, John B. is back out doing his thing, and this one is called Only One. So tune in, and then we'll be tuning in with the ladies of Curve Rock Weekend. B One Thing. I love that song. So for all those who are not in tune, definitely get in tune at official John B on Twitter and at johnbsworld.com. He's the joint. Love him, love him, love him. So anyway, just to get the ball rolling, let's talk a little bit about Curve Rock Fashion Weekend. You know, I'm just loving the fact that these ladies put this all together. They're really excited about, you know, this whole organization and everything that they're doing. And I'm excited for them to see women that's empowered doing a damn thing. And we're about to bring them on because I know you guys are tired of hearing me talk. And a lot of people were telling me today that they were totally excited and stoked that these ladies were going to be on today. And I got a lot of hits from their pictures when I post them on Facebook. So I just want to get in tune with them. So it's Takesha Chanel, and it is the beautiful Jasmine that we're going to be getting in tune to. So let's get in tune. How you doing tonight?
Hey, well.
I hope I got everybody on the line. Is everyone on?
Jazz is here.
Okay, Jazz. Okay, and Chanel? Is Chanel here?
Takesha.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay, hi. Hello, do you hear me?
Oh, this is Takesha.
Okay, Takesha, and then we have Jazz, and then do we have Chanel?
Yes.
Okay, so we're all here. Yay. It's a girl power hour now. I just wanted to make sure that we all were here. So how you ladies doing tonight?
Tired. I can't go to sleep. Excited.
Yeah, like the whole process is very, really, like, you can't relax because you're just on, like, super mode. Like, I have to do this, I got to do that, and then we got to do this, and we got to do that. So for everyone getting in tune with you guys for the first time and how we're going to do it, because there's a lot of us on at the same time right now, everyone knows my voice is distinctive because everyone hears it all the time, but we need to get familiar with you guys. So when you're about to talk, just say who you are, and then that way we'll know who's talking. Okay, is that cool?
Okay.
All right. So for everyone that's getting in tune to you ladies tonight, who wants to start by telling us a little bit about what Curve Rock Weekend is all about?
So this is Chanel, and I'll start. Basically, Curve Rock Weekend is about empowerment. It was dedicated to the curvy community, but ultimately it's really about empowering women to embrace and love themselves. This weekend was put together with women in mind, having fun, coming together, networking, and using fashion as a platform to get all these things done.
Definitely. So who thought of it? Was it all you guys just came up with the concept? How did it even, you know, how did you come up with the birth of the whole project?
So this is Chanel again. So basically what happened was this. You know, both my sister and I, in our own careers and our own personal separate businesses, we always do things that help the community. And so we were trying to figure out how we could combine our love for the community with fashion, our love for fashion. And so just throughout the whole creative process, thinking something different, something new, something, you know, that'll fit the culture that is here now and all of that, just coming up with something. And that's where Curves Rock Weekend was
developed from. All right, so what kind of, like, you know, I'm not going to say what kind because that's really not appropriate, but what type of women do you guys like to work with?
Curvy, you know, women of plus size, full figure nature. We like to work with women who have low self-esteem and help to build their self-esteem and help to empower them to know that, you know, you can dress good and you can feel good. And it's about emotion. It's about empowerment, like Chanel said. Yeah, mm-hmm. And advocating for ourselves. A lot of times we allow, you know, society as a whole or companies and big businesses to determine, you know, what is going to be popular for us, what we're going to wear, what we're going to accept, you know. And it's time for us to advocate for ourselves and say, look, okay,
we're curvy, but, you know, all of our clothes do not have to be boring. You know, think of us, too, and things of that nature. A lot of times, if you come together and you speak for it, then that's when things will happen. So it's about empowerment in that way as well.
Right, definitely. And I think that's a good statement that you put in out there for a lot of women, because not to placate against, like, anyone out there about how they're dressed or whatever, because everyone has a different circumstance of what they could afford to do or versus what they care about doing for themselves or whatever, which I hope soon will change through this, you know, program and just through, you know, people that are positive affecting someone that doesn't have that positivity or have that, you know, that range to get where they need to be at in life, be different, so to speak. But I just despise the way a lot of women dress and think it's sexy when you know that you have extra body going on. Even for myself, like, I'm not a small girl at all. But at the same time, if you're going to be out there doing your thing, you can still be sexy and covered up at the same time. Don't wear clothes that squeeze your body together and make stuff, you know, go all over the place and stuff like this. So do you guys have, like, recommendations for, like, certain places or certain designers and stuff like that that definitely help correlate women that have more body than others that you can recommend to people?
Well, I don't really want to call out any specific designer names, because if I leave out somebody, you know, I don't want my Facebook and Twitter page to be filled with, you know, all types of insults. What I will say about cut, fit, and size is this, that when you are curvy, when you're plus size and you're full figure, undergarments are very important. It's probably one of the most important things about the outfit, because it keeps everything neat and it keeps everything in proportion. And then understanding that just because something that was in a 2 now comes in a 3X does not necessarily fit you. That's one of the problems with stores and designers. You know, a lot of times they take an outfit that was already created for a smaller person and then just duplicate it in a larger size, which means they're not really catering to your body shape. And so we have to remember that and understand that. And so things that are flattering, you know, instead of, like, skirts that come, like, right underneath your butt, it's just as flattering if it comes past your knee, but it's fitting, you know, and it centers in your waistline. The belts that go around your waist, if your waistline is huge, there's no need to put a belt around it because it's going to draw more attention to that area. As far as your breasts, I mean, if your breasts are bodacious, they look just as good covered up in a tank top, I mean, in a top, that is falling out of your dress because they're there. We're going to see them. So it's just small things like that. You know, just once the mindset changes about, you know, sometimes less is more.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And I like the way that you put it so eloquently. Like, yes, you know, don't put a belt around the mid-waist, okay? Like, yeah, don't do it. Just don't do it. You know, don't do it.
This is when Chanel said the undergarments, like, those are, like, awesome. I purchased this thing called the Squeam, and although I hate it, I dread it with everything in me. Those things, they work. Like, it gives you this smaller silhouette and makes clothes appear differently. Like, the bumps and the bulges and whatever you have, they're not there anymore. So because curvy girls come in so many different sizes, you have the pear shapes, you have so many different figures that are curvy, and you have to be able to dress according to your shape and understand that everything is not for you. And a lot of people sometimes don't understand that even though, like she said, if it comes in a 2X, and then you see it in a 3, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's going to work for me. And it might be see-through, it might be lace, it might show the bumps and the cuts and everything else. You just have to know your body shape.
Definitely.
And don't get it twisted. Some of these 3s and 4s got some lumps and some bumps that belong to them, too. They need to make sure they wear the proper undergarment while we're talking about it.
No, it's true. It's true. It doesn't matter. To me, it's like, you know, the 2s, the 3s, the 1s, whatever, you're absolutely right. And there's the ones that's, like, terminally, like, skinny that needs to stay out of certain things as well because you don't have enough body to put into certain things. So I think that that's definitely something that, you know, people, what would you suggest for women that really needed, like, some type of concept to, as far as, like, dressing, as far as to their body contour and things of that nature? Are those type of things, like, relatively, like, really expensive, and you think that's why people stray away from them, or they don't think they could afford them, or they don't think they need help? What do you think it is to have women just, you know, don't go for that, like, I'm sorry?
I think they should invest in things like body screens and things like that. There are some stores that you can go into, and you may have shopped there for the first time, but they'll do free body scanning on you. And once you put the thing on, and then you put a garment over that, you'll buy it, even though they're like between like $70, $80. It's an investment.
Right. Well, if you want to look good, it is an investment. Like, to me, it's like, okay, fine, have on a $10 dress, but look good in a $10 dress. Make the $10 dress look good. You know, I'm not one to be like, hey, listen, I need designer everything. I'd rather have, like, a cute $10 dress any day. But a cute $10 dress is not going to last long. One, you have to also keep that in mind. One wash is probably done. And then number two, you know, it just could fall all the way, like, whatever way it wants to fall because of it being so inexpensive. So my thing is, like, these ladies are putting out there, like, you definitely want to invest in the undergarment, and that's really huge because we all wear, like, the wrong type of brassieres, the wrong type of undies when it comes down to certain looks. I'm guilty of this, ladies. I'm not going to lie, okay, until I got in tune to the fact that it does make a difference when you do go and spend more money on proper, you know, brassieres and proper panties, because just because they're thongs don't mean every thong go with every dress, because I don't like going outside and seeing people's thongs through their clothes. Like, right. There's a problem with that. There's different, they make them differently to format with the thing that you're putting on for the day. So do you guys also teach the models and, you know, teach the community as you guys are, you know, dealing with them, those different factors as well?
Yes.
Yes, we definitely, this is Takesha, we definitely have classes with our models and explain to them, you know, what it is that we need them to wear as far as undergarments, having the importance of having the proper undergarments, because, you know, when you're on stage, it's horrible to have an outfit, a fly outfit, and then your undergarments are not correct. It just messes up your whole outfit. So we definitely, you know, explain and go through the importance and what you need and what you don't need to wear so that it looks nice on you.
Yeah, definitely. So what has the reception been, you know, since you ladies started the program and things of that nature? What has been the reception from the community, the people at large?
It's been outstanding. We have gotten a lot of love and support just from all over the U.S. and even other countries. We have a lot of website hits from other countries. We get emails from just everywhere, you know, people telling us they want us to bring Curves Rock to their state, to their city. And so we're just super excited and, you know, looking forward to the future, whatever that may bring.
Right, definitely. I'm excited for you ladies as well. So what have you, you know, each experienced some difficulties along the way? Because is it even hard, like, working as far as, like, difficulties in terms of business aspect and difficulties in terms of agreeing on certain things as a team? Because, you know, it's human nature. Things happen. Not to say, hey, I hate her, but have you guys ever, like, ran into, like, this thing where it's like, okay, wait a minute, I don't agree with that and I don't agree with that? And if so, how do you guys tend to work those things out?
Well, normally that can happen quite a bit, but, you know, but it's not a, I mean, you know, by Takesha being my sister, and, you know, we've been living with each other all our lives, and we sort of balance each other out. And mm-hmm. So when we disagree about something, we just figure out what's going to work. That's it. It's not a problem.
Yeah, definitely. And the only reason why I'm bringing that up is very important to me, the reason why, and that is because when people are coming together as a team, whether it be your sister, your mom, your best friend, whomever, people don't really stick into it as a team because of not being able to agree at that moment. But it doesn't mean that you can't still be a team, although you don't agree at the moment. So I wanted to bring that up as a factor to let people see and then get your response, because you can have disagreements and not agree on, upon everything and still work hard with each other to gain the same common goal.
Right. That's very true.
And they adopted me. I just
want to
say they adopted me. That's awesome.
I look to get adopted daily.
We don't disagree. I bring them sunshine every day. I really do. I tell you. I bring them sunshine. There is no arguing or disagreement. They adopted me.
When Jen disagrees with me, she just gives me this look. She gives me this look. I don't know if she knows it or not. When Jen disagrees with me, she just says,
I love you,
looks
and
at
I bring you
like,
sunshine every day. And I just see, this is what they do. They laugh.
I can hear the look over the phone. Matter of fact,
I know sometimes,
she was giving me the look the other day.
From them, they might get a lot of backlash. And I love to make them laugh. Like, every time they call me, they're laughing. That's what I love to do. I love to make them laugh and for them to have a good day, because they be getting some crazy calls, and I be seeing it on Twitter, and I be like, oh, my God, what happened? I'll call them. I'll say, greetings and salutations. And automatically they bust out laughing every time.
Greetings
and
salutations.
They should be used to me saying that. They should be used to me saying greetings and salutations. And I came in the middle of the project.
Right.
And then I got
to That's awesome, though. That's awesome, because you know what it is? It's like to be able to have, one, your sister a part of what you're doing, and then to have someone that you can adopt into the whole network of it all and make it all happen, that's awesome. And I would be smiling, too, if I was them, or laughing, too, every time you called, because it's always awesome to have people that has the same common goal work together.
Right.
And especially for women, because women can be so catty. Mm-hmm. And so malicious and so devilish, and so to speak. So it's always a good look for me to see and embrace a woman or women that are doing a damn thing like you ladies are, and able to work together as a team and don't take away or try to take away from each other. Everything is just like an equal balance, and I love that. So shout out to you ladies for that.
We also have a larger team as well, and we all get along well also. So.
Mm-hmm. And is it more women?
Yes. Our team is all women. Actually, for production, like the one we're putting on, our team is considered small. We probably have about 17 people all together. But mm-hmm. for this type of production, we probably need about 50 or 60, honestly. And, I mean, that's including, like, people at the door, people backstage, you know, whatever the case may be. And these girls have been working, these women, they're not girls, but you know, they have been working from day one, not day one, but you know what I'm saying, you mean from the beginning. I'm so silly, sorry. It's
no,
late.
That's okay,
I'm not
I love
ordered.
It.
So been working with us from day one, you know, trying to pull it together. And there's been a lot of people who have been asking to volunteer, you know, have joined our team, have fell off. You know, it's a lot of people who are now trying to join our team because, you know, they want to get in for free or they want to be a part of it. But, you know, the core members that we have, they've been here and they've been doing very well. And we just, you know, we're grateful and we're thankful. We always try to let them know that every chance that we get.
Yeah, that's so awesome. I love it. I really do. And it feels so genuine to me that, you know, I don't even know. I just want to enjoy group hug you right now over the phone. Totally group hug you. Definitely. So we have a caller on the line, so we're going to take a caller. Caller 302, you're on the line with Miss P and the ladies. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Miss P? Hey, ladies.
Doing well, thank you.
Hey, baby.
Good.
I know who that is.
I think you, Chanel, and Miss P should know that it's David. Just, I mean, y'all should know. How y'all doing tonight, though?
Hi, Bill.
We're good.
That's good. Well, I just wanted to call in and say I'm definitely proud of you ladies and what you are doing. It's a very positive movement. Oh, my gosh, I'm tongue-tied. Very positive movement, and I definitely am supporting y'all with it. And I'm telling y'all right now, y'all need to come to, like, you know, like, East Coast near me, like, you know, the New York, the Philly, the Delaware area, because, you know, that would be great. I'm just simply saying it in the words of Michael Keats. I'm just saying.
Well, thank you so much for the support.
Where are you from?
Where are you from? Because we're in Maryland. Where are you?
I'm in Delaware.
Oh, you're not far.
Nope.
He down the street.
One little drive away. That's all it is.
He down the street.
Yep. Around the corner.
So that means,
you know.
So that means you're coming this weekend, right?
Wow. That would be me pulling an arm and a leg.
There was so much silence on that one.
I got some business to take care of with my music, but if I didn't have to, then I would definitely come. But I'm sure y'all will keep me posted and everything, and, you know, I definitely talk to y'all about that, you know, just period, and find out how it all went, because I was talking to Jazz about it, and I was like, I love what y'all are doing. Like, it's great. It's just great. It is very empowering. You know, it's empowerment for, you know, plus-size women. And it's great. So y'all keep doing y'all thing. And that's all I wanted to say. I'm not going to take too much time. There's probably more callers. And, y'all just have a great night.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank
you, too.
Not a problem. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, so definitely. He's an awesome supporter. So shout out to David Duane for being awesome. And check out his music, Fair Swings. He's doing his thing. So, ladies, you know, I wanted to know, what is your personal mission statement? Like, what is the one thing that you guys individually advocate? And then what is the one thing that you guys, you know, advocate as a team?
Catering to the fashionably underserved is our main motto. We dedicate our time and our energy to empowering women of the curvy community. So that's our goal. And, you know, as Divas and Stilettos, aside from Curves Rock, you know, we have different events different event productions that we do. A lot of them, even though they're entertaining, I can guarantee you, they always have something to do with giving back to the community. And just before this event, we did the Vagina Monologues. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but that was like an awesome production as well. So, you know,
woo-hoo.
We try to do things.
She said, woohoo. Yeah.
We try to do things seasonally, like maybe one event seasonally to, you know, empower women, but also give back to the community. So as our company, Divas and Stilettos, we don't only cater to the curvy community. We cater to empowering women as a whole. But Curves Rock Fashion Weekend is definitely dedicated to the curvy community.
Definitely, definitely. So tell us briefly about, you know, your path going forward for the future. Like, what is the initial theme of everything? We know that it's empowering. We know that, you know, it's about the curvy culture as well as women as a whole in the community. But where do you see you got yourselves, like, in the next couple of years with everything that you guys are putting forward now?
I'm thinking of a huge convention. I'm thinking of, you know, something more, like, bigger. Right now, you know, one step at a time, but I'm thinking huge. I mean, I can't even, like, fathom. I want it to be big, something that, you know, right now people from all over the country are coming to Curves Rock Fashion Weekend, but I want it to be, you know, recognized as something that you have to go to. And in addition to that, one of our main goals is to challenge the designers and to challenge the stores to be more creative in the looks that they have for curvy women. And so we have a lot of small designers around the country who are making plus-size clothing, but they are not exposed on a greater level. And our goal is to make that happen.
Right. Definitely. I love it. I'm definitely with your mission, and I do agree with David as far as, you know, coming over to, you know, towards New York and all of that, because I definitely would love to be a part of all of that, the festivities and, you know, just indulging in the awesomeness of you ladies would be just empowering enough. You know, talking to you ladies, I'm just like, yeah, wow, you know, I wish I would have known, like, way ahead of time. because I definitely would have did my schedule a little differently. But I know it's not the last event, so I'm definitely going to, you know, when you guys have, like, the next couple of dates or whatever, like, formulated, I definitely would love to know what those are so I can, you know, map out how I can be a part or be there, period, to support. Because what you're doing is, like, so awesome that it makes no sense to me. You know, does that make sense? Like, you're so awesome, you make no sense.
Okay. That's a good one. Yes, we definitely appreciate the love. We definitely do. And, you know, I was getting ready to say, if you want to come on down, I'll put your name on the list.
Yeah, but, see, the thing is, I just need to know. And I hate to sound like I'm just, like, so, like, inundated, but I really am. And, you know, I hate to sound like that because I hate when people tell me that, like, oh, my schedule, let me check my calendar. And I'm like, really? Really? How long is that going to take? No, I'm just kidding. But at the same time, you know, I do get annoyed when people say that to me, so I try not to kind of put what I don't want to hear out in the universe to people.
Oh, no, it's Thursday. I mean, the show is Saturday, so it's not like... You know, I understand if you said, oh, okay, well, I do have something to do, but I just want to let you know that the offer is definitely extended to you and extended, you know, for our future event. Maybe, I don't know, do you guys do live broadcasting?
Yes, we do.
You know, maybe, you know, we'll talk, right?
Yeah, we'll talk off air about it. We definitely will put something together because, you know, like I said, I'm curvy. I'm curvy, and I'm with it, and I'm with it. So we have another call on the line, so we're going to take it. 8162 on the line with Miss P and the Ladies. How you doing tonight?
Good afternoon, Miss P and the Ladies. How are you?
Okay.
Hey, wow.
Okay. This is the first time I've ever heard of this, Curves Rock, and I'm so sorry for being under a rock, literally. But the thing, when I'm listening to it, oh, my God, I'm so inspired by you ladies. And I do want to thank you ladies for what you are doing for healthy women, period. Because there's a lot of times that, you know, the plus-size women, majority of times we do get overlooked. But what gets me, I think that we are the coldest women out there. Because we get it together because we always feel like we have to prove something to these smaller women or to the media or to whoever. But when I first seen it, I just joined Curves, the fitness club, in March. And I thought that's what this was at first. I'm like, no, they're talking about something else, which is my genre, which is clothes.
All right, we hear everything. They say... They say, is it a lineup of musicians? I mean, we've heard everything. We understand, especially since our first year, people first heard hearing of it, they didn't know exactly what it was.
So I just want to really thank you guys. I'm really excited about this. I wish I had known about this ahead of time. And if there's anything I can do to possibly get something like this, maybe we can get together, talk or something, to start something in Kansas City, because you did say you wanted to branch out. And I know I'm in Kansas City, and we are starting to grow, finally starting to get stuff here. We're so slow. But
reach out to us on Facebook.
Or Curves Rock Weekend at gmail.com.
I just went to Facebook. So if there's anything that, you know, I can assist with, or the next time I do really want to come and see, so I will be following.
Yay, that's so exciting.
Thank you.
We really, really, really appreciate you for tuning in for the first time to the show, first of all, and second of all, for just getting in tune. And, you know, thank God for Curves the Gym, for mixing up the whole correlation of Curves Rock Week. Because if that wasn't the problem, then you wouldn't be here today saying you were going to support these ladies. So I'm definitely happy that happened.
Amen. And that is 40 pounds and 15 inches off my body since March. So
yay!
I'm
going to congratulate you. That is so awesome. Yes, definitely. I don't know. I might have to go to Curves now. I don't know. I might have to sign up. seriously, but, you know, hats off to you. Hats off to you, and I definitely appreciate you. And if you follow, I'll follow you back on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, you know, definitely. We got to stay connected,
yes,
all of us.
Yes,
absolutely.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you
have
so much.
Evening.
Have a good night. You too, beautiful.
Bye.
Bye.
Nice.
So that's so awesome. I love the love. I love the love you ladies are getting. And you got to understand, like, that's just, this is just the beginning, because, like you just stated, like, you've been, you just started doing this, guys.
Hello?
Hello? Are we
I think they
here?
Left by accident.
Oh,
it's
I think
okay.
They left. Okay, that's okay, because we was closing
did.
Up anyway. We was closing up anyway. So what would you tell someone who is aspiring to model, or, you know, just need that vote of confidence and things of that nature to get themselves back together? What would you tell the ladies out there?
I would tell them to be themselves. Mm-hmm. I'm short, so I get it a lot. I probably get it more than the taller ones do. Be yourself. Personality shines more than your height, more than your weight, more than anything. As long as you have a good personality, you're a good person, you can bring out positive energy, and you walk the runway and you take a picture like nobody's business, you're good. You're
mm-hmm.
good. You know, just believe in who you are, and don't try to be anybody else. Be original. And that's
exactly.
one of the things that I put on Twitter a lot. Be original. Don't be somebody
mm-hmm.
else out here. Be you. If you're a newcomer, be you. Because I was a newcomer. Everything for me started in January when I met them. Terms Rock. That's when I met them. Everything kicked off for me. So even
mm-hmm.
though I did modeling in college and I did it at high school, it was nothing to this magnitude. But then it was fun. For now, it's for real.
Right. Definitely, definitely, and I love it. I really do. So tell people about this weekend, how they can come join you guys and be a part of the festivities.
Well, the website, check out the website at www.curvesrockweekend.com. It gives you the list of the lineups. We have Shanice Lewis from Plus Model Radio from L.A. hosting, and we also have Lyris Cross hosting the fashion show. We have Curves and Cufflinks Mixer tomorrow at beginning at 6 o'clock. We have the Empowerment Brunch on Sunday. We have Cooking with Chef Nina. We have the Nigerian Body. She's coming through. She's a solid-built, 200-pound, muscle-bound workout, and she's curvy as all get-out. You look at her, you're like, for real? Really? You really look like that? Like, she's awesome. So we have a lot. We have a model 101 workshop with Lyris Cross, who's going to teach women what to do when they're going out for model calls, how to be a model, what to look for, the scams out here, different things like that. So it's a fun-filled weekend. The fashion show is going to go crazy. Like, our guest lineup is crazy. So we have Raheem Devine coming through. We have a lot of D.C. people coming through. We have a lot of New York people. So it's nationwide. It's worldwide. It's going to be a great event.
Absolutely, absolutely. So tell people where they can follow you guys at and stay in tune.
Well, you can follow Curves Rock Weekend at Curves Rock Week, and not the end. So just Curves Rock Week for the Curves Rock Weekend crew. And you can follow me at Diva J, DIVAH_J. And we're going
Yay.
To be tweeting pictures, everything. So covering everything. So it's going
yeah,
to be
it's gonna
awesome.
Yeah, it's
going to
be so exciting. Right. I'm looking forward to it. Just, you know, get the feedback of it all. And, again, like, when those next projects come in play, I'm definitely interested in being a part of it. So I just want to
yes.
thank you so much for being just, like, so beautiful and so humbled and so awesome and so inspiring and empowering.
Thank you. When I first encountered you, you were awesome. Like, you were on it with the emails, the phone call. We got this lined up immediately. Like, you exuded so much love and positivity, and you welcomed us into your home, into your radio station. So I just want to thank you for that opportunity, because it's like one of the last publicities that we have before the show tomorrow. So I just want to thank you for that opportunity.
Anytime. I love you ladies very, very much, and much success on this weekend, which I know is going to be the bomb anyway. So just keep me posted. I can't wait to see the pictures of everything.
Certainly will. You have a nice night. Bye, everybody.
You too. Thank you, baby.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, so that is so exciting. Definitely follow these ladies at Curve Rock Week instead of weekend, because, you know, that's probably why they never got my tweets, because I was adding the E and D at the end. Much love to everybody who was just tweeting the, you know, the Intune show, letting me know that they tuned in, and also for letting me know that they enjoyed the show and they appreciate all of the goodness that we try to, you know, put out there on the Intune show. Shout out to Willie Taylor for tuning in, and shout out to all of you babies, and a shout out to Curve Rock Weekend ladies, you know, Chanel, Takesha, and Jazz. You know, we really appreciate you ladies. We support what you're doing, and it's definitely a good look, and it's an empowering experience for a woman that has low self-esteem and don't know what to do. Definitely get in touch with these ladies, because you never know. Maybe they'll have you in their next performance or their next show or something like that. I think that's a good look, and that's another way of just looking at life on a different perspective, just being proactive with things that we're not happy with. So if I'm not happy with the way things are going in my life, it may bring me down, and I may be bummed for like a second or two. But it's definitely not going to take me out of here, because I'm always going to come up with another concept and another thing until I get it right. So until tomorrow, babies, we're going to be on with Dr. Sue. And yes, I know it's not our regular day and not our regular time, but because my schedule has been so all over the place, Dr. Sue was nice enough to grant me her presence tomorrow on a day that I had accessible. So we're going to be on tomorrow at 6 p.m., and it's our Shock the Doc segment. And basically what that means for all those who are not tuned into that show at all, be in tune, because we have fun. It's a lot of laughs. It's a lot of realness, and it's not PG. It's not PG. So if you definitely have any confessions or questions or concerns or relationship issues that you want to put out there, whether it's anonymous, you can email me at intuneshow@aol.com, and I will not put your name out there. We'll just share the insight and the info that you give us. Or you can be bold and courageous and dial in at 818-495-6975, or even be conspicuous, or be whoever you want to be in a chat room and put it out there, and we'll read them online. It's totally fun. It's very interactive. We love our listeners and our supporters, and we just do this as a way to just another outlet to have someone as awesome as Dr. Sue give you insight without compliments. Let's just say complimentary insight. Let's just say that. So if there's ever a time you guys need any advice or any type of relationship things, are you feeling down and bummed, we're here for you. We want to get in tune with you. It's not about us. We do this 7 days a week because we are trying to bring it to you. Until tomorrow, babies, have a good night, and thank you for being in tune. Bye.
I'm in tune. Let's go. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune.